It is the Riot on Radio U. Hi. Well, we've just introduced ourselves, so welcome to the podcast.
Hopefully you know already going into this.
I'm hungry.
What are you going to get?
I don't know.
In the break room, we have an assortment of still our after cookout items.
Okay, do you know that I hid the chips and the cupcakes because I was hoping we could use those for the next cookout?
Yeah.
Is that wrong? Should I put them out?
Well, I mean, it just depends on when we'll have our next cookout because they could hide too long.
You think so?
So I think you probably could just put those out.
Put them out.
In fact, the chips sound delicious right now. So yes, you should.
Are you personally motivated?
I'm perfectly asking you to put those
chips out.
Put them out.
All right.
But otherwise, we've got some breakfast items, you know, some sandwiches and stuff.
Nikki, I just feel like I spent money on the cookout and it seemed a little expensive.
Oh, so you don't want to.
I mean, if you do a per diem, like, or not per diem, but like, what do you call it when it's with each head? Like, if you do for each head.
Like a cover charge or something when we get in?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you break it down, like, I fed 15 people at, like, less than $3
sure.
a person or something. Like, that's not bad.
But when you look at the receipt and you're turning that in.
Yeah, and you're like, so this was not.
We bought cupcakes, Twinkies, and chips. Is this wrong?
And burgers and
hot
soda.
Dog, and this whole big giant pack of cheese.
Yeah. Now, that cheese will keep.
That will last forever.
That cheese will keep. So
I don't know. Maybe pull the chips out, though.
Okay. I don't know about them cupcakes, but let's get a look
Spring
at those chippies on over here.
Let's see what we've got. So
chip, chip, chippy.
In this podcast, you've got Hollywood, or now we can call him Teddy, and you'll learn why.
Sweaty
from Family
Teddy.
Force 5 as we catch up with them and learn more about their new upcoming tour.
Mm-hmm. So you guys enjoy this podcast, handcrafted for you. So many things. Let's see. That we mentioned Hollywood. What else is in here? Allergies. Guardians of the Galaxy again. Chuck E. Cheese again. Soda again. What not to call your girlfriend.
There, that's a first.
That's a new one. Writing. Ice dispensers. Krypton. Maybe again. So it's a lot of new topics, things you've never heard before.
Innovative stuff. Enjoy the podcast. Radio U Riot on Facebook. You can also join us, riot.radiou.com. In case you ever want to connect with us, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everything's there.
It is the Riot.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Chief, she's...
Coffee and contemplation.
And the Riot, obviously. Radio U.
All right, everybody, get in. I got to have a little talk, okay? Crowdsourcing the problem, the answer, I don't know, whatever. Is anybody else having what you referred to as some allergy problems?
Yes, all weekend and all week long.
Okay, yeah.
There's something nasty out.
Because I went to have the allergy test.
Yeah.
Where you just lay there and they're just like, we're going to prick you 50 times.
Now stay still.
So,
and let's see which one's worse.
And like, you're into that, right? Like me just sticking a needle into you over and over and over again. Like, are you cool with that? Like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, these little things. That's okay. The worst.
All right. So, did that. And when I got done, they're like, yeah, you're like allergic to dogs and cats and horses. And I like a dust allergy.
Normal stuff.
That was it. No tree allergy, no whatever. So technically, I actually don't have allergies. I had, in fact, it was 1 year ago yesterday that I went to the allergist.
Yes, it was.
And I found out that I had something wrong with my nose, not allergies. That being said, I will tell you that going out running, I'm having a very hard time breathing.
Just in the last couple of days?
Yes.
Yeah.
Seemingly out of nowhere. And I know it has to be something in the air.
We can look on the weather sites because they must show you like what's being bothersome. But like my eyes watering. I took I take a generic allergy pill every so often just for the fun.
Yes.
Of it. But yeah, I've had to the last couple of days.
Okay. So it's not just me.
No, and I tweeted about it. Was it Monday? And a lot of people said that they've been feeling stuff too. So okay. You're not the only one.
Because dude, like. it needs to stop. Like, maybe we need a good rain or, like, I don't know.
I think that makes it worse, too.
I thought that washes it out of the air.
I thought it kicks it back up when it dries up.
Well, I mean, yeah, but, you know.
It's like, just keep raining.
It's like a little bit of something. I don't know. I just know that I'm like, man, and what the heck?
It's especially bad because I've been keeping my windows open, I know I'm not supposed to because, well, yeah, it's just all there.
You're supposed to create a fortress of anti-allergens.
Where you stay inside and everything, and nope, I wanted some fresh air.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're doing it yourself then.
I know I am.
I can't take any allergy medicine.
You should try. I take
all I do is sleep.
Allertec,
which is the generic form of Zyrtec.
I think that's it.
Yes. But that is, let me tell you right now. You may or may not remember this. A couple years ago I decided to take allergy medicine.
Yeah.
And do you remember we kept like I just remember you noticing one time we were sitting in a meeting and all of a sudden you just went like, hey, are you?
Over here.
And it was just like, what? I don't know.
How does that work? that's your response to it?
Dude, I get super tired and super spaced out. Like if I take, normally on a great night, whatever, I'll sleep 8-9 hours. I can take that and sleep for 12.
Really?
Absolutely.
I only take half a pill, so yeah. I don't take the full one.
Doesn't matter.
It still affects you that way?
It won't last the whole day, but like if I take one of those at night before bed, I can easily sleep 10 to 12 hours. And I just don't normally sleep like that. And I'll get up from that and just be like, man, I'm going to take a nap.
I just woke up, but I'm still tired.
Yeah. They say, well, there's no side effects from it. No side effects.
That and I ate the whole fridge.
No,
so
it's not.
So you get both side effects.
It's not that, but what I can do is I can tell you right now, if I take that Allertec, I could drink, a Red Bull an hour. And it's just like, no, I'm perfectly calm. I'm fine. What are you guys talking about?
Why? I haven't had anything. Well, if you're too suffering, there's something around.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's not just me. So I always like to know when it's not just me. So Thanks. Thanks, guys.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
You do understand that the majority of news, not all news, but the majority of news is part of it's a package. Really. And it's a package that's designed to make you want certain things at certain times, to make interest levels go up and then down and then hopefully peak at just the right moment. It's a package. There's a room full of psychologists locked up in rooms somewhere that are like, all right, 3 weeks out, we do this. 2 weeks out, we do that. Could you fill out this survey? We want to see if it's working. Well, yesterday, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, there was all of this media rush around it yesterday. There was a game that came out. There was the announcement that James Gunn is going to direct the third one.
Yeah.
And then there was a little something else. Last night, there was a press screening. And I don't know where, but it was shown to several groups of press that came out. And they were all allowed to tweet about the fact that they had seen it. And they could say whether or not they liked it, but they couldn't be more specific than that.
They couldn't give any details on it.
So there were rumors in the Twitter sphere last night, and everyone was talking about, I can't say anymore, but it's the best!
So basically, they're creating a Guardians of the Galaxy storm.
Storm.
And that storm forecasted to go right on up to the release of the movie.
So a couple things are supposed to happen. We're supposed to look at those press members that did get to play it or see it and go, they are so lucky.
I wish I could see it now.
I wish I could be like them.
I'm going to buy my tickets now.
I should go ahead. Are pre-sales ready? I'll go Thursday night.
Okay, I'm ready.
And so that's what you're supposed to be doing, building up to that point. Now, I realize that by me talking about it, I'm feeding into the machine. I get it. I get it.
Only you didn't get to see it.
Yeah, that's true too. But everybody's reacting to it saying like it's the best Marvel movie. It's exciting. It's emotional. Surprisingly emotional. So if you like to feel emotions and be
you
excited,
like movies
and you like baby Groots. So there's that. The other thing that came out of it that I think is a little interesting is they say that Guardians of the Galaxy 2 has 5 post-credit scenes.
Yeah, Eric was telling me that.
Five.
So like 5 scenes at the end of the movie?
Mm-hmm. That tie it into, the larger Marvel.
It's like, why don't you just put it in the movie?
Well, I thought, you know, it's a post-credit.
And then I asked, well, is it a blooper thing or something? But no, mid-credit. It's five actual scenes.
No, they're scenes. You got to know what they are. And they're important. Marvel has trained us so much to wait around for post-credit scenes that when we went to see Fate and Furious last week... Eric and I were sitting there, and I got out my phone. I was like, Googling, does Fate of the Furious have a post-credit scene?
Well, I don't like when a movie has the post-credit stuff, because then if you want to go ahead and leave and you don't want to wait... People are almost murmuring like, well, you don't want to go yet, but they don't want to say out loud like there's an end scene. So they don't want you to get up, though, and potentially wreck something while you're waiting.
See,
so everybody's just awkward.
I think I need to. I Googled at the end of the movie. I just need to start Googling before a movie starts. You know, but with Guardians of the Galaxy now, you better, like, hold your hand out and raise, and then keep a finger raised for every post-credit scene, because you don't want to see four of them
and miss out
and walk out, and everybody's like, oh, did you see that one at the end?
You missed the fifth one.
Oh my gosh.
Well, the Guardian stuff will trickle all the way to the release, which is in 2 or 3 weeks.
Slow drip, Nikki. It's 2 weeks from Friday.
We're at a pour over level right now.
Yeah.
Well, more than a slow drip.
They want to, like, I call it a slow drip because it's like that irrigation. You just want like a little bit at a time.
It's a tree bag.
It's a tree bag. That's what it is.
And they put the tree bag there, and they're just wanting you to, well, you had to buy the tree already, so be interested.
They're just slowly but surely feeding you just like a little bit at a time so they can have your money.
This is some of the worst riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like, worse than that. It's the worst of the riot.
So, how much do you love Chuck E. Cheese, right? A lot. Everybody, I love Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese, I'm telling you guys,
Some urban legend place. Like, we still talk about it a lot, but we don't go.
It's Chuck E. Cheese. That's because I'm not strong enough to go there. Like, I would have to spend a year in some kind of a... training boot camp before I felt like I was ready to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
But we talk about it so much.
But if you're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese, you have to be ready to defend yourself and defend your property, because that's where things happen, Nikki. Well, in this particular case, I will tell you that there wasn't any violence at Chuck E. Cheese, but Markeisha was, the Chuck E. Cheese in Polk County, Florida. I swear to you, there's been a fight there. I swear that's
probably
one of those.
Maybe we've heard about it before that way.
So she was down at the Chuck E. Cheese, and she was Facebook Living the time that she was spending there with Chuck E. Cheese. That's not just the name of the restaurant. That's also the name of the rat.
Yeah.
That is
the character.
Yeah, the Chuck E. Cheese guy. So, I don't know that it's her parole officer, but...
Oh, boy.
Okay.
What did she do?
Well, she violated her
probation. Is she not allowed to be at a Chuck E. Cheese?
She violated her probation. She failed to appear in court. She has got 12 charges that she had to face stemming from acts committed while a juvenile. So she's turned 18 since her criminal history. And she hasn't, showed
followed
up
Followed along
court.
The rules, yeah.
Yeah, and so... the sheriff's department, who I guess was looking for her, I don't understand exactly why, but they saw her Facebook Live video, and then they told the police, who went ahead and...
They pick her up there at Chuck E. Cheese, or...?
Yeah. So, I don't know if they picked her up at the Chuck E. Cheese, or they picked her up right after
like
Chuck
around
E. Cheese.
It, yeah.
But the thing is, when you're on Facebook Live, you're telling people that you're there right now.
You're that's checking
what,
in.
That's what live is. And so as a result.
I guess to us, we're not currently, fighting or on parole. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, sure, go Facebook Live. No problem. We don't mind. But if you're currently pending when it comes to some legal stuff, maybe you should not do that.
Well, it's interesting. Like, the police no longer, like, you don't have to dispatch them to, solve crimes. They don't have to do that anymore. What they do is they just go
on Facebook,
check Facebook, and they're like, oh, he did it. It was him. She's the one.
I'm going to say this gently as well, okay? Most people, you have your accounts locked or things are private, right?
Right.
It's, now, no offense. No offense if you don't have it.
Okay. All
but
right.
But it seems like a lot of people.
I'm offended.
Okay. I know you could be. It seems like a lot of people that are currently awaiting legal things like we talked about are not locking their pages, have not gone that step on Facebook so that their stuff is just out there to where police are able to see it.
I'm not following you.
Just seems like, you know, like the officer can go and say, yeah, well, we found their picture on Facebook and stuff. Well, most accounts, one would not be able to do that if your stuff was private. But so I don't know. Maybe
you're
if
saying
you're
we should be a little more private about our law breaking on Facebook.
No, I'm just it's just an observation.
Okay.
That it seems like if you're breaking the law, you're probably not private on Facebook.
That's
maybe because you want to show what you're doing.
Yeah, you want people to know.
And then you just want everybody to be able to see.
What's the point in breaking the law if nobody knows
that you're doing it?
Yeah.
I always find it weird. You're like, well, how did the cops see the thing? Like on your page, but if it's not locked, then yes.
My thing is, why go to Chuck E. Cheese if you're not ready to show the world? Here's me live on Chuck E. Cheese's lap right now.
It's like, or someone sharing it with your local police department. Like, here's this person.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with you.
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie. So
The Riot. Radio U.
So the new hotness, I don't know if you guys have been keeping up, is taxing soda, taxing it heavily so people won't drink it. Because that's what we got to do is we got to get people to stop drinking it because the government's responsible for telling you how to live your life.
Well, also the big problem, you're like, in case you don't drink soda and you're like, yeah, that's no big deal. Well, then it opens it up for where else does that go to and where's the line and why are they the one in charge of the line?
It's funny that you would say that, Nikki, because that's how most people feel about smoking. It's like, yeah, tax them smokers to death. Just all the, like, man, a pack of cigarettes costs $400 now. What do I care? But the thing about your government that you have to remember is that they are a real pig when it comes to money. And so they're like, you know what? We're taxing cigarettes. Now we're going to tax soda.
Then comes snack food.
Then why don't we just tax, let's just tax sugar.
Yeah.
All right?
You get everything.
And then pretty soon, have you guys paid the air tax? Well, you got to pay the air tax. Have you paid the water tax? Oh, we already have a water tax. Never mind. It's fine. So tax.
Well, I know the most talked about city for the soda tax that we always hear about is Philadelphia.
Right.
Because that's wrecked it for soda fans.
It, like, Big Soda and Big Philly
are fighting, and you never really in the beginning see the domino effect that it can have, but it's been messing stuff up.
It's crazy. So, like, Pepsi and Coke have, like, laid people off. Philadelphia's like, that ain't our fault.
People
and
are
like,
traveling outside of city lines just to get their soda.
Well, another place in the U.S. that has enacted a soda tax is Berkeley, California, and they say that it's very effective. You're like, oh, you mean lots of people, that money went to building homeless shelters and caring for people that really needed help? No, it's cut soda sales. So they say that soda purchases in Berkeley, California have fallen by 10%, which again, they say that was the point all along. They won't get to get people to stop drinking soda.
Yeah.
So this tax has been a way for them to get people to stop.
Yeah.
And it's working.
Now, Berkeley is also currently known for right now being a difficult place when it comes to protests and stuff.
Yeah.
Would it be safe to say that maybe the lack of soda has made people mad?
Do you think that's what it is?
Because I get mad. When I stop drinking soda.
Wait.
And people are being taxed extra for the soda, so you're not drinking it, you're cutting back, and now we're angry.
Do you think, now go with me here.
Yes.
That, I mean, going with your idea right there, it actually makes that Pepsi commercial make a ton of sense.
Ton more sense.
Okay?
It's not about these, it's just about the soda.
If you're saying that all those people were marching and it was actually, because you never know what they're marching about in that commercial.
And
you never see it.
You never see it,
right? Okay? So all those people are marching and are really upset. So when whichever person that was, the hands the soda.
Yes, the one person from the one thing.
There was a, she's a something Kardashian, but Jenner. When she hands the soda over, what she's actually, what, it's actually a huge protest because she's handing it to the cop because he represents the government in that case, and they're the ones that are taxing the soda.
Maybe.
Pepsi. Here's your, chance to, here's your chance to redeem yourself. Get the spin doctors spinning.
All I know is it's a domino effect. Not dominoes, but a domino effect. Mm,
I do love their crust.
And it's something.
Mm-hmm. So I want them to stop. And I also want a 2-liter delivered stacked.
I know you do.
Come on.
Do we have anything here? Which is what someone who has a problem says.
We do. I will tell you.
Where's it at? Yeah. Where's it at? Is it in the back?
It's in the break room.
It's in the break room?
Yeah, so you go ahead and help yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
So what do you not call your girlfriend? Beautiful? Nope, that's not it. Lovely beyond compare? Nope, it's not that. We got a guy here who called his girlfriend fat.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that.
And, I mean, he probably... He probably didn't mean it.
No, I think that's a word you usually say if you mean it.
Yeah.
Or what, like he was hurt, his feelings were hurt, so he decided to lash out?
Maybe. They were having an argument on Saturday night. Not a good time for an argument, just say. And this may shock you, Nikki, but down there in Umatilla, Florida, you know what they do on a Saturday night?
Is it something...
They do a little drinking.
Yeah.
And it's not the soda.
Is it? Not moonshine, but.
I don't know what they're drinking, but something. So she was drunk. And so what ends up happening is she gets a little frustrated at the fat comment. And sometimes, you know, you use your words.
Yeah.
But then sometimes, Nikki, this is, just to be clear, this is where art comes from. You know, when your words aren't enough and you feel the need to sometimes create something else. She decided to create an art installation out on the lawn. See, he has...
I don't even want to know.
Well, she's got a truck, or he has a truck.
Yeah.
And he loves that truck. And she decided that she wanted to show him how angry she was. Like, when you call me fat, you have damaged me. And so I want to show you a physical representation
of the hurt that you've inflicted.
What you've done to me. And so she grabbed a tire iron and she went ahead and she shattered the glass. She then took a lawn ornament and banged it against the hood until it dented in the hood. And then she took a hose with a sprinkler attached and threw it through the window on the passenger side.
And just let it sprinkle in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
So, and then the police got called because, you know, noises. Said they found the tire iron in the middle of the road and her on the front yard
Did
screaming.
The police understand that he called her fat? Like, was that told in the beginning? It doesn't excuse it, but I think, you know, it helps.
I mean, like, they found out.
Helps her side of the case.
Well, because this is coming from the police report. Like, when they asked her, you know, like, what's going on here? He called me fat! One of the arresting officers.
Your words can set off a storm.
I'm telling you, words are powerful, Nikki.
They are. They hurt.
You know, Nikki, words are containers for power.
They are.
All right. And so when he delivered the fat word, there's
a
lot of power.
That's dropping a big one right away.
A lot of power in there.
And you got to watch when that one comes out. It should never come out.
Yeah. So just a heads up, guys. Like, don't ever call. I'm going to say your girlfriend, but let's just go ahead and never call a girl fat.
Oh, don't even call anybody that.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's just not call people fat. All right. And the bad news here is that as much as he loved that truck, that was a work truck.
Oh, is it gone now?
Well, they're pressing charges.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
I told you guys that we had the inside information on a Netflix reboot. Another one. Which, they're always doing something. I logged in last night. There's another
Everything is a Netflix thing.
There's another new movie. Which was, no offense Netflix, but it was a movie about a teenager who gets his girlfriend pregnant, but stays and takes responsibility to raise. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to watch this. And to be clear, I don't want to watch a movie about a guy getting a girl pregnant and leaving. I don't want to watch a movie about that at all.
Well, they're trying to hit every demo.
Well, I got halfway through the Avalanche episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
And someone else on the other side of Netflix is like, what's this? I'm not watching this.
Don't you guys have any movies about teen pregnancy and responsibility? You guys have those? Funny you should ask. We just added this Netflix original.
Well, I'm looking forward to something new. What else are we going to be offered?
Nikki, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Wasn't that an old TV show or something, or a game?
It's been a game. It's been a TV show. And now it's going to be a TV show delivered via der interwebs again.
Is it going to be a travel thing, or like a mystery thing, or what was it?
What's their
take on it?
Carmen Sandiego started off as a live-action game show, and it sounds like this is actually just going to be an animated series.
Oh, a version of it?
Yes, that came out in the mid to late 90s.
Because, I mean, how awesome would it be if it was like a travel vlog and Carmen got to go to all these unique places and you got to follow along with her adventures?
But, Nikki, Carmen's
so this is an actual thing.
But Carmen's a bad person.
Yeah, no, we're modernizing it because no one's bad. Okay,
it's just they make choices.
Okay, so the different choices with traveling, this is a new spin on it.
Okay, well, she liked to steal things, but you know what, who can own anything really? So that's a good point. Thanks for bringing that up.
So I feel like we need to not be stereotyped or pigeonholed with this.
So I didn't watch that TV show, though I am oddly familiar with the theme song.
Oh, the where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Yes. So this is going to be an animated reboot. So I imagine that even though I don't believe they've given an official plot summary, probably a group of kids hunting for Carmen Sandiego across space and time, because the animated show had them traveling through time as well.
Well, I like my idea too, but I guess we're not going with that. So,
well, you know, Nikki, there's a lot of travelogues out there.
Yeah, but we could use one more.
Could we?
Yeah, we could.
What? Let me see if I... The Carmen
where
Sandiego.
Where in the world is Nikki?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? It would be... Well, it's weird. She's in South Korea again.
Again? I don't know why.
And here she is telling us interesting things about South Korea again.
Listen, I just thought it'd be a different spin on it, all right? Something new.
You know what? Is she always going to wear the red trench coat, or...
No, she's moved on.
She's past that. Yep. But she'll always wear red, but lots of different outfits.
Okay, so what's the Ruby Wizard of Oz? Like, I could wear red shoes as a nod to the red coat in Carmen Sandiego.
There you go.
But it's like a nod also to the traveling and the whatevering.
It's perfect. It's great. Nick, you have a red time machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take you back.
No, I don't want to go in time and stuff. I just want to travel.
Just space?
Just travel the current time.
Well, probably cheaper to do a travelogue than all those effects heavy things about, you know, back in time, because then you got to have period costumes and all that stuff. And the whole time you're just in Vancouver. So,
that's an industry joke, okay?
Yeah, it still, somebody got it.
Everything's filmed in Vancouver.
Some people think coffee is overrated. Then again, some people think Gotham is a good show.
Word of me.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki, we've talked a lot about you and the goat farm.
So this is stemmed from a while ago. Obi read an article about some lady who was done with city life, and so she started and created, I think it was in Nashville or something, a goat farm.
You know, kind of outside of Nashville. Which, you've ever traveled outside of Nashville, it doesn't take long
to get to outside of Nashville.
Abandon civilization.
That's right.
So, I mean, just the middle of nowhere.
Where you could have a goat farm, and now there's goat farm yoga classes, goat farm parkour. There's tons of goat farm things.
Just all kinds of goat farm. And I feel like, Nikki, if you act soon,
get in early,
you're still on the cutting edge. But I feel like there are a lot of people that are right now planning to make their move. So if you don't move soon,
I'll be late.
You're totally going to be out of it. But I do want to propose an alternative to you. I have found a place in Florida, the Emerald Coast Wildlife Refuge. It's in Crestview, Florida, and it's for sale. How much would you pay for your very own zoo, including 90 animals?
So it's a wildlife park with 90 animals?
Yeah, we've got white tigers, wolves, black bears.
Oh, I've always wanted a bear.
The gift shop definitely comes with it, and it says the keepers come with it. So I guess you're
keep
the staff.
You're taking over the business?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple million dollars?
It seems like a nice place. A couple of million?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I have got the most amazing deal for you, okay? Right? Oh, look, it comes with a tractor and a golf cart.
I'm working there. How much is it?
The grounds are fenced in. Can we? No.
No, you had to focus on it. If you want me to leave this, I got to know, how much is it to take over the zoo?
$350,000.
Why is it so low? No one wants it?
Well, my guess is that business isn't good.
Oh,
that's
so
why
they
they're
want
selling
you to
it.
Take it over.
So, you know, you're going to go in there and you're going to be responsible for, you know, bringing it back. And
did something happen there? You know, like sometimes if you buy a house or move into a place and it's like, why is it so cheap?
Why is it so cheap? Oh, that's because the last guy and everybody, and then they all, no one knows what happened to him. So, but it's, I mean, look at how inexpensive
it is. But we don't talk about it.
I'm sure it's fine.
No, I don't want to take on that responsibility.
Why not? I mean, you got bears, Nikki?
No,
bears and tigers?
I'm just like a bear. I don't want a whole zoo. I don't want to take that on.
Okay.
Especially if it's been failing. It'd be pretty fiscally responsible if I'm just going to take over a failing business. That takes a lot to get it back, if you can.
Do you want a challenge or not?
No, I don't.
Do you want to grow
as
a person?
That's why I want to leave big city life, because I don't want any more challenges.
I know, but you're leaving big city life for the challenge of bringing this zoo back. You know what? Forget it. It's fine.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
So over the years of doing the show, I have had this ambition to do writing. And I recently decided, like, all right, I want to write something. Not necessarily a book. I thought about, okay, I don't know that I'm ready to blog yet, but I thought about what if, like, at home, I would practice writing. So almost like I'm writing practice blogs at home. Because my thought is, like, if you're going to write, you just gotta start writing. Like,
yeah.
Write something. And so I thought to myself, all right, great. Let's start writing. It's time. I don't have anything to write about.
Now you don't, because normally you feel like you do.
I can't. It's
can come
sounds,
up with anything.
I can come up with anything. Like, what do you want to write about? So, like, well, what makes you mad? I don't know. Having to go to work. I'm mad about that. Is that a thing? Like, whatever.
Okay. That's everybody.
Yeah, I know. So it's like, what are you going to write about? I hate the fact that I'm gainfully employed and I have to spend time with people I like and a job I enjoy. Oh, so that.
Perfect. What a great blog to start off with.
Not.
Contentment.
Doesn't have legs.
Maybe contentment then and the things we have.
Blogging about contentment. But I was so content, I couldn't even blog about it.
Oh, well, that is a shame. I think you should do a journal of, like, your day. Like, your notices of what went on, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Just start there?
Yeah, just start with what happened during the day.
Okay, and then see if something flows out of it?
Absolutely.
Because I was, again, I've been thinking about this whole thing. Like, I have, maybe that's what I should write about. Write about writing, but I've had this ambition. Like, to me, for whatever reason, I feel like writing is like it's the highest whatever. Like, if you can write and write well, it's not necessarily like the best sign of intelligence, but if somebody tells me they've written something, to me that's like, well, you've really accomplished something. Like, you're really doing it. But you know,
you put it down.
All this talking to me is just like, that's not an accomplishment. That's air. It's over. It's gone. Whatever.
Well, your talent is just with your words.
Right. But what if I could write them down?
What's the difference? Why is writing them down so much more intelligent than just putting them out there?
I don't know. I have no idea why. I can't decide. It's just at some point in my life, somebody somewhere must have like made an impression on me that writing was this great thing. And so now I'm like, well, I want to do that. And I've sat down to do it. And I'm like, I just don't have anything to say at all. So I don't know if I get it all out
during
the
day, probably.
And I'm just like, you know what?
Which is why we're actually pretty quiet the rest of the day. You know, like we've talked our talk already during the show.
I spend the day trying to get myself to be quiet.
Oh,
it's like,
you
know what? Shh. Like, we had a meeting yesterday. I had all kinds of things to say, but I thought, you know what? You don't have to talk in here. You can let other
people. Actually, no, that's when you can.
You can let other people talk and see what they have to say. And you know what? Me being quiet, by the time the meeting was done, everybody had already said what I was going to say. So it was like, see, I didn't need to talk. It's fine. So maybe I don't need to write. I'll just let everybody else write.
It's totally fine.
And everybody will. But see, at that point, then there's no.
I like every so often when you go see a movie, you'll do a review afterwards.
Yeah.
I like that sort of setting. Don't even bother writing. I think you should just
vlog
your thoughts for that day.
Just vlog it.
Yeah, it's more personable, I think.
Mm. Okay, help me set up a good vlog, because I want it to be hugely popular with millions of hits. And
well, you're going to have to start with just getting one done.
Yeah, we're going
to start somewhere. And so, then we'll make sure to promote it, and I'm sure you'll be at a million before you know it.
Sure, I will.
Actually, it's worse. You need like a viral one of something.
You know what?
Of people who either hate what you said or...
And then you're not even, at that point, like, you're not even creating something to create. You're just looking for, like, hey, what's the gimmick so we can get more views? That sounds awful.
That sounds like work.
It does. Well, let's not call it work.
Not
let's call
our
it
work,
pandering.
But...
Pandering.
It's pandering work.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
I am super excited. Not like we don't love Chapstick, but normally when we talk to Family Force 5, we do talk with Chapstick.
He's the only person that they ever let talk to us.
So we are branching out.
We are. We are. This morning, we have one Hollywood of Family Force 5
Yay.
Fame.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hola, hola. Good. How are you?
Muy bien. ¿Y tú?
You can't tell Derek that I'm talking to you guys.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
That's true. We'll keep it a secret.
It's a secret. So, dude... Let's just get some of the preliminaries out of the way. You spent the weekend in Denver. How did you do that?
Man, well, my wife and I needed a getaway, and it's one of those funny things we've always wanted to do. We literally were like, we're big fans of Southwest Airlines, and we were like, you know what? What are the cheapest flights for this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. And we just did.
So now, cheapest flights to Denver, or just like wherever the cheapest flight, that's where
just
you're going to
wherever.
Go?
Wherever. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't that spontaneous. I had my wife pick like 5 cities that she was like, yeah, I want to go to these. You know,
sure.
I was
going to
like, hey, let's go to, I don't know, where's somewhere that you wouldn't want to go? I don't want to offend anybody.
I was going to say Hollywood.
Hey,
no one wants to say it, so we'll just leave it as where you would like to go. Kind of like some people, I've never done this, but you go to the airport and it's like, okay, the next flight that's leaving, I'm on that one, and you're going to wherever it goes.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Ooh, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
But you just never know where it'll take you.
Shoot.
True. With like Airbnb now too, it's like it's a little less scary, I feel like, because you could be like, oh yeah, you know, you can always find a kind of cool trendy place to hang.
So what did you guys do while you were in Denver?
Man, we like, I had no idea the amount of rad nature that's there, and I'm not like a huge hiking guy at all. Now you probably feel like you're talking to Derek again. But
so you did did CrossFit
like,
on a mountain?
Yeah. So we went to like Red Rocks, and then like my wife found these sand dunes there.
Yeah,
that were like unreal, like just like unreal. Literally, they look. You feel like you're in Egypt or something crazy. I don't know. It was super rad. So we did that. Went to the Garden of the Gods, and literally the thing we did the most was chill in our hotel room and watch House Hunters.
Yes, Hollywood, you're amazing.
Oh my God.
That's totally what I
you
do.
You travel all the way to Denver to watch
That's
House Hunters.
Totally
what are you
what
doing?
I do.
Hey man, we don't have cable at home. We gotta do what we gotta do.
I know. You're like, well, do you want to go outside? You're like, no, let's just see what's on real quick. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, you gotta see what they did to the kitchen. Hold on.
Now Hollywood, if you guys are really in, you gotta say Tiny House Hunters. Okay,
no,
so
no.
Not House Hunters,
ooh,
but Tiny House.
The tiny houses actually drive me nuts, and if I'm being honest, House Hunters drives me nuts too. I'm more of a flip or flop fan,
yeah,
and
sure.
A the couple in Texas.
Oh, the
Chip and Joanna.
Yes,
whatever their show is called.
The Fix
That's
It One.
Damn.
Yes,
y'all are
yeah.
a bunch Fix of nerds.
No, I want to talk to Hollywood forever. He can do this
yeah.
show. That's
what
amazing.
Are you doing? I'm not
it's
even
bad,
an outside
man.
Guy, but I'm not watching House Hunters when I'm down the street from Red Rocks. I'm sorry.
You're going outside?
Oh, dude. Believe me, I went and zoned out at Red Rocks for hours. I just was sitting there going, man, someday, right? Please?
I want to be back watching House Hunters.
We are talking to Hollywood from Family Force 5. Dude, you don't need cable. I'm going to help you get some internet streaming options so you can watch House Hunters on the go.
Anywhere you would like. We have that.
What
we
is
all
that?
Have that.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
It is the riot on Radio U, still on the phone with Hollywood from Family Force 5. How come I don't have the album in my hands? The last time I talked to Derek, that liar, he said it would probably be in March.
He was
oh,
living.
Man. Well, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but...
But that's why Derek's
no,
not on
man.
The phone.
If it was up to, if it was up to Derek and I, we probably would just start sending this thing out because it's done. It's been done since November.
Oh, wow. So it's ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Crazy. So, yeah, like we've been sitting on it for a while. We spent 2.5 years writing it, and I honestly, like, I'm so excited about it, and it's a very mature thing for this band, which
the waiting or the music?
Yeah.
Or a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. I don't know. It depends on the day when you're talking about the waiting. We definitely throw fits here and there about the record. But no, we've been going through some label drama, but hence the name of the tour.
Yes,
is,
we love this. This was so clever.
You know, so yeah, so that was a funny conversation with the label. I was like, hey, what if we name the tour this? And like one dude was like, oh, that's amazing. And then he got like real, you know, tightened up. He's like, We should call so-and-so just to hear it.
Sure, just to make sure to run it by.
Yeah.
Obi, do you have the full title of the tour?
Actually, I don't.
It's so long. It's like you're going to play the...
It's so long.
Yeah, you're playing the album because the label won't let you release it yet, so now you can hear it all during this tour.
Yes, that's basically the thing.
So are you going to play any other Family Force 5 shows on the upcoming tour, or is it just going to be running through the entire new album?
As of right now, we're just like, shoot, we got to learn all these new songs. But I think there might be a couple old ones in there.
Okay.
But it's probably going to start and go through the entire record.
Well, I mean, the album or the title actually is So Let's Play the Whole Thing Live Tour.
There it is.
So,
yes.
All right. Well, I hope that's true. Now, you guys, what have you got, like a couple of weeks before it kicks off, right?
Yeah, we got rehearsals tonight and tomorrow and Thursday and every day probably until we get out of there.
So all right, well, look,
it's super exciting.
You guys have, obviously, when you go see Family Force 5 live, like, they're crazy. They seem like they're just off the chain or crunk or whatever. So, like, when it comes down to actual time in practice, like, how serious is band rehearsal?
Oh, man. Funny. it could be like you literally never know what's gonna happen. Like, I'd say, like, you could get there, and this is my favorite / not favorite part at all about it. Say it starts at 10.
Yeah.
That it doesn't start at 10 for everybody. But you never know who
when
it doesn't start at 10 for.
Sure, when the other Family Force 5 members are going to be coming, is that what you're saying?
You never know. 10 is the scheduled date. You may get a text at 11 asking what time practice starts.
Yes.
It's great. And then once everybody's there, which is a great thing, we all got to catch up if it's been a while. So I would say practice starts at 10. It really starts at 1 because you got to eat lunch, you know.
Right, right.
So it's pretty serious. I think it's very lighthearted when we practice. Nobody's like, man, you screwed that part up. You know, step it up. You know, there's nothing like that.
It's encouraging.
I see. I feel like those are things that have been said to you, and you've been told, you make sure you don't tell people that this is what happens.
This is way for it to get out.
Yeah.
You guys are helping me heal.
You're welcome. That's right.
This is a safe space for you.
This is Hollywood from Family Force 5 and the upcoming tour, the one where they're going to play the whole new album.
Whole album, not live yet. Yep.
That'll be out. For Radio U Ohio listeners, they're coming to Columbus, and that's on May 10th with Social Club Misfits. We actually had a chance to just interview them. That's up to riot.radiou.com. So that'll be a great show at the Park Street Saloon on May 10th.
Hollywood, have you met Social Club Misfits yet?
I haven't, but I have friends who say they are the raddest dudes.
Dude.
Super nice. And they're so excited to play with you guys when we talk to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're very excited about it. So they can't wait.
Everything you've heard is a lie. They're huge jerks.
No, they're not.
You would not believe it.
They're so nice.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
That always happens to me.
I know. People say they're nice, and it's like...
It's terrible.
Actually, they seemed great, and so...
It should be a lovely tour.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be fine. Just don't yell at him.
Stoked.
Okay. Well, Hollywood, it's been good talking to you, man. I hope that practice goes well today and that people show up on time. The last thing I want to know, I guess, is like when you say that people don't show up on time, are you the one that's always on time and everybody else doesn't show up?
Man, I can't say that. You can get me in trouble.
I think it's true.
Hollywood seems responsible.
You do, and it seems to me like you were the last guy in, so you're still trying to prove yourself.
I will never not be trying to prove myself. I find myself doing things like halfway, like I'm up like till 3 a.m. going, why am I trying to design these merch? Like,
what am I doing?
T-shirts. I don't know what I'm doing.
Aww.
Oh, dear.
No, no, no. It's great. It's a really, there's a huge team aspect to everything. And I think I'm in year 4 now, which is insane. I
wow.
think, I
of
think
being
they
in
like
Family Force 5, yep.
Man, that's so great. Well, Hollywood, it's been good talking great. To you, man.
Yeah, dude.
So have a good practice. I know you won't remember to do this, but tell everybody we said hi.
Aw, please do.
I will remember. I will remember. And I'll leave you with one last little confession because it's been weighing really heavy on me.
Please step in. Tell us what is this.
You don't have to call me Hollywood anymore. It's just Teddy.
Teddy, okay, we weren't sure.
Wait, why?
Because it's a mature Family Force 5.
So wait, you guys aren't doing the names. You guys aren't doing the names anymore? Because if I have to start using your first names, I'm gonna have to really study again.
Dude, it's over. I'm so sorry.
No more Hollywood.
Just,
okay, great. We can
Teddy?
Say Teddy.
Can we call you Sweaty Teddy?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Or Teddy Tarantula, like
Teddy,
whatever you want.
Teddy Bear.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy something. All right,
Teddy
cool.
Teddy Graham.
Well,
those are my two favorites.
We will mark that down. So is that across the board for Family Force 5, all the members, or just you going by
that
it?
That is across the board, yeah. My mom is stoked that she can call me by my birth name again.
All right, well, you heard it first
so
here, guys.
We're supposed to, I heard you refer to Chapstick as Derek, and I thought, well, that's a faux pas.
You're like, who's Derek, man?
He'll be regretting that later.
No, now we can totally do that. Okay, great.
Right.
It's like when you learn the name of a hip-hop artist and you're like, what?
Don't call him that.
You're not allowed to call
like,
him that.
Oh,
way.
Antonio.
Yeah.
No wonder he changed his name.
Now we're allowed to do this. Okay, great.
All right. Well, Teddy, it's been nice talking to you.
Hey, thanks.
Chainsaw, pickaxe, shotgun, ammo, flashlight, pipe bomb, Twinkie. What am I missing? Ah, the Riot. Radio U.
So look, the Riot has a lot of stuff that plugs in. In fact, we all know the best gifts are the ones that require electricity. That's just the truth. If you get me something that doesn't, then I probably didn't want it.
I don't know, though. I tend to like the main electronics things, but if you're just thinking, oh, because it plugs in, she must like it, that is not necessarily 100% true. Then you're just cluttered.
All right, 98%.
Yeah, it has to be one of the big things, the good things.
Nikki, I've seen inside that closet.
What? Oh, that's appliances. That's not like electronics.
I've seen inside it.
Whatever.
Okay.
You're not coming over. So you're not going
to
see inside.
I don't need you to invite me. Eric invites me.
Whatever. It's like you're a vampire.
Like,
I invite you in.
That's right. One time.
That's all you need.
And then I'm in. So, Nikki, this is something that I feel like it fits in your appliance closet, but you'll want to go ahead and like not put it in the closet. You're going to want to put it right out there on the counter. I'm talking about this ice nugget machine.
I've never heard of this.
I'm surprised that you haven't.
Now, I've heard of the style of ice. Like, if you go to a place called Sonic, they have these little
ice nuggets.
Ice nuggets, and some people really like that style of ice.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just assumed we're stuck with crushed or ice cubes when you're at home.
Nope.
But you could have this nugget ice at home because of the special ice maker.
So they say with an ice nugget, what you're getting is small size. That it's a softer kind of ice. It has a crunchier texture, and it's well known for its flavor absorbing ability. So, like, you pour
if you want to eat your ice or something,
you pour a soda in there. When you're done, you got a soda slushy.
Kind of.
You can eat that ice, which I can't eat ice.
That's why I'm not really a fan of it. But like our boss chomps on ice a lot. So like
pent up emotions that he's trying to get out.
They do say that if you chomp on ice a lot, if you eat ice, then you are iron deficient.
Yeah. So we got to get him some iron pills in here.
We'll put it in his drink.
Just slide
it on in there.
No big deal. So this particular ice maker I'm looking at is called the Opal, and
Wait till you hear the price.
It's plug and play, baby. We're just going to put it on the counter. We're going to get that water in there.
You got ice.
You're getting yourself at the Opal Nugget Ice Maker. Now, many of you, as Nikki has mentioned, want to know, what's the price?
Well, a nugget, meaning like a gold nugget or something,
mm-hmm.
An expensive thing.
Hey, that's how you're getting ice nuggets at home, man. Most of the time, you're out at Sonic during happy hour. Like, I can barely afford this, but I'll take them. You're bringing that home.
Yeah.
$499.
That is so much money for a kitchen appliance.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
How much did you pay for your mixer?
My KitchenAid mixer?
Yep.
That was a gift.
Okay, then that you can't
doesn't
say
count.
That. So then the Opal.
I don't know the price because I wasn't looking. I'm sure it's like KitchenAid mixers are like $100 or $200.
Chris, $500 ice maker. Is it worth it?
Yay or nay? No. For the Sonic
he said
ice.
Yes.
The
he
Sonic
said
sort
yes.
of ice.
He said yes. I know
heard
he did.
No.
I didn't. I can't hear that.
That's a lot of money.
But you're getting ice nuggets, guys.
Yeah, that just goes away. Just get a little,
Okay, with that argument,
nugget.
So does food. I ate it. It goes away.
You could get one of those ice trays, but like a little shaped nugget trays.
It's not the same, Nikki. It's not that flavor absorbing, softer, whatever nugget thing. I'll just tell you, I have a friend of mine who, I don't know what he paid for it, but his isn't on the counter. His is under the counter, like built in. It's got its own water supply
yeah.
and everything. For this kind of ice.
Great. So it goes to his ice maker or?
It's not part of the refrigerator.
Mm.
And it's almost like it's not like a hotel ice machine, but like you open it up.
It's a
and
secret.
It's got a little scoop in it. So you scoop out the ice in it and you close it down and it's its
hey,
own.
It's just too much for us. Too much.
Okay.
$500 is too much.
Well, this is doesn't, I don't even think this one you can do the water supply with. I think you have to add water to it. But I don't know that
for
sure.
Oh, you gotta
sure.
pour it in.
Yeah, but
you can't
like
just
with
hook
his,
it up.
It's got plumbing
well,
that it's attached to.
Congratulations, guys.
So when I asked him how much it costs, he wouldn't tell me.
It's that much money?
So, I don't know. I mean, I understand. I don't like to tell
now,
people what
I'm
doing.
We all have our quirks. So we all have that thing in life that we love. And yes, you can be embarrassed about it. And it may be someone in that household, they love that, the nugget ice, and that's it. So you're willing to spend whatever it takes to make that goal happy in life of having it.
What do you, like, what's
and
yours?
And we can't judge that because we all have stuff.
Like, what's your thing?
I don't know.
You actually do.
I don't know.
You
no,
knew
I don't.
No, you knew immediately.
We have to play
you
a song.
You looked down
no,
and got
I
in
don't.
That embarrassed.
We all have our things, though, and we don't need to be embarrassed.
Don't want to talk to the Riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
So, Nikki, I'm still waiting on that thing you're ashamed to collect.
No, no, there's nothing. There's actually nothing.
There actually is.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not. Well, we don't have anything to be
is
ashamed
it your purses?
Of. No, I don't. Actually, I don't do that anymore as much.
Okay, is it your watches?
No, I only
is
have
it
one watch.
Shoes?
No, I
is it
don't
the
spend money on shoes. No, those are usually gifts.
Okay, so come on.
There's nothing else.
There is. You're just hiding it.
No, we were talking about this ice maker, this $500 ice maker that makes like the Sonic like nugget ice, the
mm-hmm.
little ice
yeah,
ones.
Little ices.
That's a lot of money to spend on something that you love. I mean, you obviously have to love that ice to buy that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nikki's not going to tell us what it is, so we're going to move on. But I want you guys to all notice that Nikki was being dodgy and withholding.
Really?
Did you guys all see that?
No, I was
yes,
not.
You sure did.
Nope.
So, speaking of being dodgy and withholding, being withholding means that somebody had something you want and they're holding it back. You know who does that? DC Comics.
What did they do?
Well, Nikki, I just got a chance to see the 90-second teaser trailer for Krypton. And you're like, oh, Krypton, you mean, are they doing a show about the periodic table? I love the noble gases. No, that's not what they're doing. They're giving you the exact same thing that the people at Fox are giving you. A prequel to one of your favorite superheroes.
So for Superman?
Without giving you the superhero. What do you think, guys?
Because Superman's too valuable of something to associate right at first.
We can't waste him on TV, so we're going to give you the story that you've always wanted. The untold tale of Superman's grandfather.
Gosh, that sounds lame. Whoa! No offense, but that's
but,
boring.
Okay, all right, but it's
but like when he's young or what?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like
that's a twist.
Hey, Carl, bring me my teeth. I have a story to tell you.
Tell you, wow.
It's not that. It's not. But it is the tale of Superman's grandfather when he was young, leading a rebellion on Krypton against a very oppressive something. I don't know. Whatever.
Kind of even boring in the description.
Well, it's not. I'm not
you're,
selling.
No, you're
I'm
selling,
selling
it better
it.
Than I thought anybody would.
I'm not selling it. If you saw the trailer, they're selling it. But they're pushing hard for it.
But it doesn't look good, does it?
What I love is, like, here's Superman's grandpa shooting guns, stealing spaceships, romancing the ladies, and, like, all this stuff. And you're like...
Boring.
It shouldn't...
So what channel is this going to be on? What network?
No. All right. First off, right there.
No, I want to know, because that tells me the tone.
No. I think you're wanting to judge it, all right?
No. Well,
you're profiling.
I want to know
what
it is.
You're profiling right now. You're like, tell me the network so I can go ahead and judge it.
Because if you tell me CW, then I can judge it, because I know what style they will make it.
It's not going to be on the CW. Because
it'll be some sort of crossover.
It's worse. What's worse than the CW, Nikki? Go ahead.
NBC?
Oh, nothing's that bad. Come on. Like, I mean, don't be ridiculous.
Okay, well, ABC.
Now you're just being mean.
Now you're just being ridiculous. Is it a cable network, though? It's not one of the main broadcast ones?
This is a fun game, okay? Cable network.
The Ocho.
It's spelled exactly like it sounds.
What? FX?
No. Oh, that's a good one, but no. Actually,
come to think of it,
all cable networks are spelled exactly like they sound. That's not a good clue.
Clue you're giving
that's
me.
That's not a good clue.
HGTV? Food Network?
Okay, now, can you stop?
A&E?
Wait, here, let's pull up the cable guide and see how far down
I only watch in demand.
All right.
So it's not...
It's going to be on the Sci-Fi channel.
Oh, boy.
Now...
I didn't think that was so rough.
Okay, look, I will tell you this. I have...
Don't you dare watch it.
I'm halfway through the second season of The Expanse. That is some great... That is, for the first time since Battlestar Galactica...
That's on Sci-Fi?
The Sci-Fi channel has something that's worth watching. It's true, okay? So this actually, and what makes this interesting is this is going to take place in the DC Cinematic Universe, and it's going to borrow the aesthetics of Man of Steel so that it looks like, you know, Krypton in that film. And it looks like very effects heavy, maybe, but
well,
eventually,
that's like putting a filter on your picture with the effects. So
that's true.
They want it to look
that's
pretty.
True. So I
but
still...
when does the TV show on Sci-Fi come?
This year. Okay, so it could be December 31st for all we know, but they're saying 2017, Nikki. And you're going to watch it.
No, what I got to do is not watch it, because then it goes away, and they learn.
They're begging.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh no, I missed it. Do it again.
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
Bieber lyrics aren't just words.
True.
Okay? They're a lifestyle.